o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch.
Begins now. Love the Vince Guaraldi trio.
Tausch, you have joked at times during our time together that you thought maybe I was trying to get you other jobs and get rid of you, which of course was not the case. The governor thing made me a little concerned. The associate athletic director when your former line mate became the AD concerned me. Wondered if you'd ever get into coaching. And you do coach, but for Max and Eleanor, not for the Badgers. But I'm wondering if, I know this is a busy job to have. It takes up 3 hours of your day on the air. Could you take a part-time job coaching, say, I don't know, you were a great baller. We just heard about your incredible vertical leap. If Madison College needed a new men's basketball coach, could you take on that job, you think, with your schedule?
No. No, and I thought it was super arrogant. And we don't talk about Marquette when Homer's on because he doesn't, for whatever reason. We'll talk a little Wisconsin hoops, and obviously when this tournament gets started. But I thought it was a super arrogant thought that you could coach a Division I basketball program and host a radio show, a national radio show daily. That was such a
2 to 5 central time, I believe.
By everybody involved. So what, you're going to schedule your practices around your other job? Like, it's an insult to other coaches. Like, these coaches spend more time and resources and energy than they ever need to. All of them do.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to think that you're at the point where you can do this, and then you insult, is it Michigan Tech, which was one of the only schools that I was recruited by? Up there in Houghton. Houghton, Michigan? Calling them nobody you? Like, I don't fully understand. You can't empty it. That's a job. Coaching is a job. If you're going to coach at that level, you have to empty the bucket. There isn't. You barely have time to hang out with your kids and your family. And to think that you're good enough or arrogant enough to do both is ridiculous. So they're finding that out, and I can't blame Gottlieb. I mean, shoot, if somebody said to me, hey, you can do this and then do that and get this and that, and all right. Whoever the AD is up at UWGB should be thinking to themselves,
Josh,
what
Moon.
The hell was I thinking? Moonski, come on now. You know, come on. That is a full-time gig, and if you want, imagine Dick Bennett saying, hey, Tony, sorry, I got to go do Wilde and Tausch for 3 hours on Friday, so I can't head down to Valpo to go play. Now, you ever imagine Dick Bennett, Tony Bennett, Jack Bennett, Lenny Bennett,
Kathy Bennett,
any Bennett that would ever do that?
Yeah.
So this is just, it was absurd at the time. It's more ludicrous today, and it's going to be a one-year failure of epic proportions. And I don't fully understand why either side would want that. And I don't understand why whoever he's employed by, I don't think he's not an ESPN guy, so I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. So it's, you know, when you try to be a master of all, you end up being whatever that quote goes.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, but you're asking about two jobs that a lot of people want to dump a lot of energy into, and you're kind of half blank in both. It doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
So this all started with Gottlieb choosing to call out Adam Schefter for a tweet that he shared about NIL money coming into Sacramento State. Sacramento State in discussions to hire Mike Vick as its new head coach. And according to the tweet that Adam posted, Sacramento plans to move up to the FBS, is building a new stadium, and has over $50 million in NIL money. Okay? So, Doug saw fit. And remember, Doug used to work with Schefter, and he was at ESPN for a long time. Jesus, Shefty, edit what agents tell you. 0.0% chance Sac State has $50 million in NIL. Now, again, if you stop and think about this, you already have a radio show and a college basketball program to run. Maybe you shouldn't be on Twitter, because probably things are not going to go well for you. And Adam Schefter delivered the haymaker that has led to this conversation, right? There's no way, if he doesn't send that tweet to Schefter, we're even talking about the fact that they lost to Division II Michigan Tech, which recruited... Did they recruit you for basketball or football or both?
What's so funny?
Nothing. You were a really good basketball
Nothing
player.
Nothing funny about it, no.
I thought it was a good
You're
question.
Torkeling.
It was smiling because I thought it was a good
football.
Question.
It was football, Jason.
Thank you for clarifying.
Okay.
But I stand by my position that you could do both. But
no,
anyway...
Don't. You're being a jerk, and that's okay. You're being a jerk.
Led a team to the state championship game, or at least a berth in the state tournament. Nevertheless, he shot back with a 7-game losing streak, last in the Horizon League. Jesus, Dougie. Maybe spent a little more time in the gym, a little less time on social media.
Burn. Oh, snap.
Sick burn. Bro. And then they go out yesterday with some sort of weird, like, 11 o'clock game, and they lose to Michigan Tech at home,
yeah,
a Division II school. And so then Dougie had to face the music after the game. And look, I don't know him at all. I feel like UW Green Bay was trying to basically do a lesser version of Deion Sanders at Colorado, right? Guy with some sort of national prominence, gets headlines, people pay attention to the program, but they're struggling. And last year, they were a good team under Sundance Wicks. Yesterday, they played without their leading scorer, who's in a boot, so he's not out there. But on top of everything else, he had been talking about his schedule, and he talked about how scheduling nobody you doesn't do any good. And I feel like, in fairness to Doug, that this quote got taken out of context, but here is the discussion.
I'm sure he never did that in the radio world. That's rich.
Of That's nobody rich. Of nobody you.
Yeah, I mean, this is why you got to schedule like everybody else does, a couple D2s early. You know, I know the league, and Julie was here today, and she's wonderful, but the league's like, you know, you got these tiers on who to schedule, like nobody. And part of the reason I want to play better teams is, like, it's 2 degrees outside, snowing. Like, I don't really like the idea of nobody you coming in here and, like, I always thought, like, what do we learn playing a game where we win by 20? But there's a methodology to it. And I'm going to have to adjust moving forward with the schedule. And I know, like, you sit there and you go, like, well, Evansville's just okay, and Campbell's just okay. It's like, yes, but every game on our schedule is a game that we can lose. And nobody else does that. You know why.
It's because you stink.
Turns out, scheduling Michigan Tech. So he never called Michigan, in fairness to him, he never called Michigan Tech nobody you.
Okay.
But nevertheless.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really. Yeah, when it comes to that, I mean, he's done that. The bottom line in this is you can't do both. That was the point I think I wanted to make. Whether or not he's scheduling Evansville or Northern Michigan or Eastern Michigan, I don't care. I'm just going to be brutally honest.
Well, I thought
you
cared about Michigan Tech. You felt besmirched. No. They recruited you.
The birthplace of college hockey, I'm told, Michigan Tech.
I'm happy they recruited me. I'm not mad at it.
You're upset that he besmirched them.
Matt
and
West Bend on the text line. My son went there. Great engineering school.
Yeah, I was told this week that it is 6-1 men to women at Michigan Tech.
Why were you told that?
It's an engineering school.
That is an interesting question.
I have a friend whose son goes to school there, and he has bemoaned the ratio of dating because his son.
Okay.
It's a little bit tough to find somebody in Houghton, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, if you're a young lady, it sounds like Houghton's the spot to be.
Successful engineers.
Oh, just wait, what? Be very selective, if that's the case. You know what else is very selective if your shower bath sucks? You need
services.
To get a remodel from Kohler Services. This holiday season, turn to Kohler Services for that bath or shower remodel. Family-owned for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life, and this month only, zero interest financing for 12 months and a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote, and fast professional installation is always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
All right, since we, I think, have run the gamut of our discussion of both UW-Green Bay men's basketball and the ratios at Michigan Tech, Shiloh would like to call in to defend himself.
Oh boy.
From the besmirchment of him not standing in line for his tryout for American Gladiators. This okay. feels like something I should encourage him to do. Fair?
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Matt West Bend confirms the ratio at Michigan Tech on the text line.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. We'll see if Shiloh dials this up. Otherwise, we'll get ready for Woe Nelly. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right. We besmirched him for not standing in line. And hey, if that was unfair, we're here to face the music because we're stand-up guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so, joining us now, potential American Gladiator who never got his shot because the line was too long in Chicago. Shiloh, good morning. Tell us your story.
Oh, good morning, Jason. How's it going?
It's going great. I'm excited to hear this.
Oh, good. Oh, good. You know, I thought Jesse was going to be on his game and introduce me with the American Gladiator opening.
Leave it to a dweller to complain the first chance he gets on the air. That's rich.
Also, in fairness, you're not an American Gladiator.
True, yeah, a little poser there. I'll give you that one.
All right, tell us the story.
Well, wait now. You were talking about Tauscher and basketball. I'm from Thorpe, and I watched him play against undefeated Thorpe.
Mike Maslowski. Mike Maslowski.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Jason Moe. Yeah, huh?
Mike Maslowski.
Yep.
Isn't that the little green guy in Monsters, Inc.?
I don't know about that.
That's Wazowski.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Mike Wazowski was Polish, too. That's right. They're both Polish. So
George Kleminski. George Kleminski, another famous Thorpedian.
Thorpedian.
Yeah, I think Andy knows.
There's a great little restaurant, isn't it, called the Thorpedo up there in Thorpe.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
I know Thorpe
well. Eau Claire and Wausau.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, yeah, I was a freshman and you were a senior, and I watched that game.
We used to beat the breaks off of that.
Well, hey, you guys were a good squad. You guys were a good squad.
When my class was
senior, we beat you once. But anyhow, you were asking about the American Gladiators story. So, I read about it. I'm like, yeah, I'll go show up. And I got there. It was like 11:30, and I think the line was supposed to close at noon. And there were just people lined up all around. And if you've ever lived in or near Chicago, you know the parking is like darn near impossible. Mm-hmm. So I said, heck with it, and went to the Millennium Park. Is that right? It's been a while. But, it was still all right. Went out. It was really, icy, and they had this cool, like, kind of like rainbow-colored ice sculpture out there. So I still made a day of it. And I will also say that the day before, it was all right. It was all right. It was a disappointment, but it was all right. And the other thing I remember is that I was newly married, and we found out we were pregnant with our first boy the day before. So
nice.
It was still a good time. Yeah. It was still fun.
So, all right, Shiloh, yeah. I don't want to ask you.
I'll grant you some stuff.
I don't want to ask you about your current income or your Social Security number or anything like that, but I am curious because when I think back to American Gladiators, those dudes and women were yoked up. So were you like some sort of bodybuilder going into this opportunity, or were you?
Well, so yeah, so well, I played ball in Thorpe, so and that was like then it was Division Five out of six, and I played both ways. So I was linebacker on defense and fullback on offense. So I, you know, I lifted quite a bit, you know, good old bigger, faster, stronger days back then. So I played a couple years of college ball, Northwestern in Minneapolis or in St. Paul, not the university, even though I lived in Evanston. I went to Northwestern College in St. Paul. So I played some ball. And okay. So, yeah, I thought I could have a shot. So I'm on to give it a shot. It just didn't work out, but still a fun story.
It is a fun story. We appreciate you sharing it with us. Thanks, Shiloh. Have a good day.
Yeah. No, glad it worked out. You too.
I love this
so
show.
Did he not wait? Did he not wait in line long? He just it was not going to work. Like I'm still missing the main narrative of this.
He had trouble finding parking. So by the time he got there, it was like 11:30, and the line was really long.
But isn't it like voting? If you are in line, stay in line.
I don't. I have to be honest. I am not familiar with the rules that govern your audition for American Gladiators, and if it's the same as the polling places for the presidential election. What I am familiar
don't
with.
Don't you think? Like for me, hey Tausch, come on down to the combine, and I'm like, well, I can't find parking near the you know, the Lucas Oil Stadium, so I can't do it. Like it. Hey, we got to find parking, right? Like, so you get. I suppose there's no Uber back then, but
yeah. I'm not here
that
to judge.
That was such a good show. I remember you run up that little like treadmill up the deal, and you got to be. I mean, you have to have some massive core strength to be any good at that game.
They used to play
an explosive leaping ability.
You remember when you'd like run behind and you'd have to get underneath? Was there paintball guns? Or was there something where you'd get? That was such a good show.
All right, well, fact check.
I don't know why that's not.
They used to replay the old episodes on ESPN Classic when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And like during summer vacation at home at 1 p.m, you would catch like the hour long re-rare of American Gladiator. It was hilarious to watch it from like whenever it was on. It was 10-15 years later. It's like, wow, this was a thing. It was crazy.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I was out and about last night, and I'm having a couple Coors Lights, and it's just one of the. It's kind of a little more of a dive bar type joint, which I like.
Uh huh.
And you normally you think, well, they're going to have sports or news on, right? That's kind of your go-to at a bar. Normally it's sports, but if you're going to have, if there's news or whatever's going on, all right, great. They had the old Game Show Network on. I thought that was super interesting. I look up and I said, what the heck, I thought Pat Sajak retired. And they're like, no, that's a rerun. This is the Game Show Network we're playing. Isn't that kind of a weird place to have the Game Show Network playing?
I like it. I'd imagine Game Show Network's more like doctor's office when you walk in and you're like waiting in the lobby and they've got their
dentist.
This
was at a bar. This was at a bar.
Yeah. That's unique.
You're good with it.
Are you sure it wasn't just because Sajak was hosting the holiday special for Wheel of Fortune the other night on ABC, which was very strange that he would do that when Seacrest is the guy now. That was a new episode.
I don't think Tausch is confused. I think that's highly unlikely. Tausch is always on point, including when he's telling us about the Blue Mountains of Coors Light.
And I had some Coors Light last night. We watched
so maybe
old.
You
there was
on point.
That game Password where you get one, and then
no
that
whammies.
Was next. And then I think
oh, no,
I think they
show.
Had Jeopardy, and then it was Wheel of Fortune. I had Coors Light, brewed with the 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged. So it's made to chill in the mountains. It was cold out last night. I didn't have to worry about that. They were chilled to perfection. That's why it's Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Sub response with Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Starting to come down out there. Snow day coming at us here in Green Bay. Are all the Madison schools still open? Because we're getting early release for us, so we'll, the girls will be home soon. We're excited about that.
That'd be nice.
A little Christmas cookie making while I'm at Lambeau Field. Time now, though, for Wono.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
It has been a very, very, very active week for the Wisconsin Badgers football team in the NCAA transfer portal, both with comers and goers from last year's team and looking ahead at next year's team. Tausch, as the Badgers radio network analyst, how much attention this time of year do you give to transfer portal news and speculation and the free agent frenzy that has become college football?
You have to pay attention, and I think you have ideas on guys that you think might leave, and you have no idea who's coming in. So the fact that Wisconsin has basically, you know, completely rebuilt their defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
They've grabbed a safety. They've grabbed two quarterbacks. They've grabbed a wideout. They've lost two or three wideouts. It's definitely not your papa's college football. It's a different world. And you can either embrace it and try to figure out how you can be successful. And we're now not looking at... You're basically looking at 6 months at a time. So are you going to have that same connectivity to teams when you're not... The stories, the Jason Wilde stories that he's going to appreciate, they're going to be multi-layered and probably at 3 or 4 different places. And I don't think that's good long-term. They got to get their blank together. But until they do, this is the new normal. And you better figure out ways to improve your roster in a big way. And if you're not into this portal in a big way... you're not going to be very good. So I like the fact that we're super active and we're, you know, bringing guys in. But until you see them and understand what it's all going to look like, right now it's just all, everybody's just grasping, trying to figure out who they can get in and that can help improve your football program.
Yeah, I don't love it either. That's the reality of it. I am paying attention only because it's impossible to avoid. Like if you follow Badger football, if you follow the State Journal and Badger Extra, you follow anybody, if you log into Twitter, that's always coming up in my feed. Who's coming in? Danny O'Neill, the quarterback from San Diego State, now in the mix, and another quarterback whose name I can't keep track of, another quarterback transfer. I mean,
Edwards, Maryland guy.
Last name Edwards. Last name Roberson. I
wonder whatever happened to him.
That's a great question.
He's probably in the portal.
For the eighth time. I do pay attention to it. I wish I didn't, but I do. Next.
Whoa, Nelly!
Indiana head coach Kurt Cignetti was named AP College Football Coach of the Year. What do you say to people like Ben Brust who critique Luke Fickell's success in his first two seasons compared to Indiana's Kurt Cignetti in his first season with the Hoosiers in the college football playoff?
Hit it.
Who the hell gives a whether Ben Brust is great?
That's what I would say.
All right.
Whoa, Nelly!
Okay, then.
Broncos Chargers, your Thursday night football game tonight. Remember, this was flexed.
That's what you were looking for there, right?
Yeah, yeah, that was the, ultimately, yeah, that was the punchline.
Yes.
Who the hell gives a whether Ben Brust is great?
I didn't think you wanted me to break down Ben Brust's thoughts on that. I was just
it's not just Brust, it's others, but I understand. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Broncos Chargers, your Thursday night football game. Which team could make more noise in the playoffs? The Broncos or the Chargers?
Broncos. Chargers are not very good on offense. Their defense is good. They've given up some stuff, but the Broncos are something now. That's a crew. They're not going to win anything big, but I think everybody would sign up to say, okay, we'll play the Chargers. I don't sense that the Buffaloes and the Baltimores and the Pittsburghs are going to be that excited if they have to have the Denver Broncos come in. That's just my hunch.
Yeah, I don't know the AFC very well, but I know Tausch is right about the struggles of the Chargers offense. They just got blown out by Tampa Bay. So I'm not...
What do you mean you don't know the AFC that well? What does that mean?
I don't know the AFC that well. Do you know the AFC that well?
Yes.
Okay.
Not a whack.
Give me the order.
What do you mean you don't know the AFC?
Give me the seven... Without looking, give me the seven playoff teams if the season ended today in the American Football Conference.
Ooh.
Chiefs. Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Houston, Chargers, Broncos, Ravens.
Okay, you're right.
Mr. AFC.
No, it's our job. I mean, what the hell are we talking about? We cover football.
All right, tell me
what
more.
What are we doing?
Tell me more about the Broncos and the Chargers. Tell me more about them.
I think what Bo Nix has done with Sean Payton has been remarkable. And the fact that they're doing this with all that cap space getting swung. You just asked me to jump in, so I'm doing it. Now you're interrupting me. They got one of the
Nelly.
Yeah.
I'm Wo-Nellying this. Because we need to
get
to
know
this
more about Houston.
No, we need to get to this final story. This
is very
Houston's O-line sucks. You want to hear that? C.J. Stroud has gone off a little bit. He hasn't been as good, but their pass rush is really good. They're getting healthier with their wideouts. Their offense is getting a little more explosive, but they don't trust their up front. They
Are
can't
you back
block
to doing
anybody.
National
ain't do...
shows with Peter Burns that I didn't know about it?
They ain't going to do anything. They ain't going to do anything when it comes to the postseason. Okay? Nobody fears the Texans. We saw them come into Lambeau. Our D-line looked dominant against that group. And we've been sitting here asking all season, what's wrong with our D-line? Blah, blah. Play the Texans. Play the Seahawks. Our D-line looks like the purple people eaters from the 70s. All right?
Hey, you nailed it. Kudos to you. I don't know anything about the Texans now since they haven't played them since like week five. Jesse, what's the story you want to get to?
Sheryl Crow is a finalist to be inducted into the 2025 class of the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Oh, she's got finally getting that Bucks anthem.
She
like
will not
that.
Be receiving my vote because she said this on, I think it was Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. They might even have been a different show at that point.
Yeah, I'm going to go home. If they win it in six, I'm just going to say right now, if they win it in six, I'm going to write the biggest, baddest Milwaukee Bucks anthem you've ever heard.
That was 4.5 years ago.
Yeah, Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl. Let's go. Let's go.
You can't induct someone into the Songwriters Hall of Fame when she promises publicly that and doesn't write it 4.5 years later.
Yeah, she needs to get her blank together and get this song written. Like, what are we doing here? You don't make bold proclamations like that. She's out there as like the biggest Bucks fan. Oh, we need more famous Bucks fans.
Mm-hmm.
Sheryl Crow, thank you very much. Goes on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Does this whole spiel, and now we're sitting here 4.5 years later. There's not even a limerick. Give me a limerick. Give me a haiku poem. Give me something, Cheryl. You can't do what you did, and then this is what you got? Like, we're not going to forget about it. Let's go. We need a song. We need an anthem. We just want a cup. Let's go. Now is the time. Before you're in that Hall of Fame, we better see something. Limerick.
Just
give me a limerick.
If they win it in six, I'm just going to say right now, if they win it in six, I'm going to write the biggest, baddest Milwaukee Bucks anthem you've ever heard.
Fraud.
Jesse, you know what? Put it in. Put it in Grok and AI. Let's do it for her, and I'm going to sing it. I will sing it in Sheryl Crow's voice. Let's get an AI Grok.
You will sing it in Sheryl Crow's voice?
Yeah, I have Sheryl Crow's. I can hit some of those notes. So let's Grok this, a Bucks anthem in six, and let's see what lyrics they come up with.
If Sheryl Crow ends up in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, class of 2025, after failing to deliver one of the only songs that's ever been promised in the history of sports with a bold proclamation that turned out to be 100% accurate, then shame on the Songwriters Hall of Fame for letting her in, and their standards must be incredibly low.
I agree. She should not be in until she writes this anthem. Period. Totally agree, Jesse. Jason, you joining our club or not?
No, I don't think so. She's busy. She's got stuff going on. No.
What the hell voice? Was that your Sheryl Crow voice?
That was my, oh, Jason, aw, shucks.
I didn't know you had that octave in you. That was great.
I totally understand.
Who is that? Who?
I totally
that is
understand
some sort
that.
Of cartoon. That's like Scooby Doo.
Goofy. Sheryl Crow's real busy, so I totally understand that she can't write that.
I don't think she's put an album out in like 7 years. You ain't that busy, Sheryl. Let's go. You're not Doug Gottlieb. You don't have five jobs. Let's go.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Thanks to Tausch's amazing imitation of me, we are out of time.
Dead on Barney Rubble is the response we're getting.
Barney Rubble. Oh, great, great cartoon character, Barney.
The Great Gazoo with his guardian cap on when he lands.
Who's Barney married to? Is that Thelma? Is it Thelma?
I don't know.
Was it?
It's Wilma and Fred. What do you mean I don't know?
Thelma.
She played for the Chargers, so I don't know anything about her.
What was
That's
Barney's
it. We got to go.
Name?
Have
well,
a great
I'm aware
day.
Of that.
Take
AFC
care,
football.
Good.
What do I know about that? Oh, I don't know.
Jeez. Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.